This is Bob Larson with your Marketline report for Friday, June 28th. Well, the corn market is quiet as traders sit and wait on the USDA's Friday quarterly report. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Scott Shelley.
Now, I would normally say that they stair-step things down. They're a little bit more reserved in how they kind of update these numbers. But seeing what they did to the yield per acre in the last report, you got to now start to put a little doubt in your mind. This could be a little bit more of a volatile report than we normally have had. So another thing that's concerning me a little bit, we're going to have to get a decent number bullish-wise because we did see emergence numbers and the conditions numbers on Monday. They were pretty bullish for both corn and beans, but we haven't seen the market take off like I would like to see it take off. And because of that, it tells me, having done this for a while, that we're not attracting any new buyers to the market. And the way we're going to have to attract new buyers is we're going to have to get a pretty decently bullish numbers from the USDA tomorrow to have that happen.
Chicago July wheat prices closed yesterday up 3.75 at 5.47 and a quarter. July corn was down 3.25 at 4.40. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for June ended the day unchanged, ranging from 5.75 to 6.30. Hardwood winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for June were down 1, ranging from 6.18 to 6.23. The NS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for June were up 1.25, ranging from 6.26.5 to 6.36.5. Live cattle for June was up $1.57.5 at 110.80. August feeder cattle was down 2.5 cents to 135.75. And June Class 3 milk was down a nickel at 16.27.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Marketline Report.